Earth and Sky.
Plants are what connect humankind to the sun and the ultimate source of energy. But not every plant is adapted ideally for us and for the world in which we live.
You're listening to Harvard chemist George Whitesides. He's talking about how nanotechnology can improve our understanding of plants and ultimately agriculture.
So with plants, there are an enormous range of very important and interesting problems to be solved, from perhaps improving the efficiency of photosynthesis to improving food quality.
To understand a plant at the very small nanoscale, said Whitesides, one should look inside the plant's cells.
A cell is not an empty bag, but a very, very crowded environment with many complicated molecular machines, that is, collections of molecules that perform the business of the cell.
Whitesides said he was humbled by this complexity.
Take the simplest plant and ask how on earth it could be that a relatively simple genome, usually somewhat smaller than ours, can instruct cells to become leaves and stems and flowers. And the honest answer is we don't know. We don't really know what life is.
Our thanks today to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, National Research Initiative Program, and Cornell University. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.